In order to create loving ecosystems, we must also understand Lesson 4. Lesson 4 is that all living organisms have inbuilt intelligence. Anything living that God has created has its own intelligence inbuilt. We often call it the instinct of the creature. Intelligence can be individual. In other words, for example, many humans have individual intelligence. Or it can be collective. For example, insects often have collective intelligence. Usually the smaller the creature, the smaller the organism, the more collective intelligence it has and the less individual intelligence it has. Now, each organism knows how to create abundance for its own survival. And if man leaves the organism alone, in time it will create abundance. Now, unfortunately, most of the time, mankind does not see or acknowledge the intelligence in the system. And we don't see that we can either speed up or slow down the organism's ability to create for itself. And many times when the organism creates for itself, the organisms that God has created that has a collective intelligence understand the relationship between their own selves and what they need to create for survival. They understand symbiotic relationships far better in many cases than humans do. Now, the intelligence that is already in the system will correct the environment. All we need to learn how to do is to support the system that has the intelligence to fix the environment. When we have millions and millions of different creatures all working for us, our environment will change rapidly and flourish without huge amounts of hard work. When we have billions of creatures working against us, our environment will be degraded rapidly and will go into destruction and will require huge amounts of hard work by the human. When we understand that we can work with the intelligence or we can work against the intelligence, then we start to understand the power that we have at our fingertips in order to create a loving ecosystem. If we understand that all the living organisms have inbuilt intelligence and all of them are all focused towards developing more love in the system, then all we need to see is that ourselves as humanity need to bring ourselves into harmony with the same kind of principles. Once we do that, we have a great opportunity to develop everything we need in the system, but also everything that every other organism needs in the system. Now, the second point we need to understand in this section that all living organisms have inbuilt intelligence is that all organisms are geared to assist the life cycle of the complete living system. So all the processes and creatures turn the dead things in the system into the basis of life for more living things. All the dead things in the system form the foundation or the food source for the living creatures. Unfortunately, man tries to prevent this from happening. For example, we design a home out of dead material and then we react angrily when living things attack our home. These living things have been designed and have the intelligence to attack our home because they've been designed to attack our home because our home is primarily built out of dead material, and we need to understand this. Now, what we then do is we poison and destroy the living intelligent creatures that are telling us the truth that we have built our home out of the wrong material. And so we are basically not understanding the life cycle of living things. We then kill the organisms that are responding in love to the environment. And as a result of that, we must work harder to create a system because we're creating systems without intelligence. So we're feeding the systems with everything that has no intelligence, expecting there to be a more intelligent result. And this cannot occur. If we understand that every time we support the creatures with intelligence, we will have to work less, then we begin to understand how all living organisms have this inbuilt intelligence that will assist us if we bring our lives into direct harmony with what they already know. Point number three in this section is that to create a loving ecosystem, we must understand the intelligence that each organism has. For example, most soil-based creatures know more than humans do about how to fix the soil. Most water-based organisms know more than humans do about how to fix the water. Most food-based organisms know more about their own abundance than we do. Most systems are struggling against what we believe our knowledge to be and our desires. We believe we know something when those particular systems generally know more. This also means that most humans feel a sense of struggle against the system. This struggle that we have against the system causes us to set up opposition or competition with the system that's being created by God. As a result of that, the system goes into imbalance. When we understand and love the system, these living things will work with us and for us, repairing the complete system. Now, to create the loving ecosystem, we must personally understand the intelligence in each organism. We have the ability as humanity to discover the intelligence in each organism if we cared about the entire system. The fourth point we would like to raise in this section is that once we recognize the intelligence, we will understand the support it needs and the support it gives to the entire system. We can then be fully supported by the entire system without hardly any work at all. For example, we can create a forest that includes an abundance of food. We therefore have food right at our fingertips that is fresh and sustainable. Or we can create a system where food is produced halfway around the other side of the world, which is going to require huge amounts of energy and resources to bring it to us. If we recognize the intelligence in the system, we would do more of the first and less of the second. Also, we will initially need to correct the unbalanced systems that currently exist, and this will require some work. We can't expect that these unbalanced systems will correct themselves immediately. It's going to require our support. If we support the correction of the unbalanced systems, then the imbalance will be corrected very rapidly. If we do not support the correction of the system, then of course we'll be working against the correction of the system, and it may take hundreds or even thousands of years for a system to be corrected under those circumstances. Once the imbalance, though, is corrected, then further work will not be required. Remember that the way God creates systems is that each system is fully self-supporting and self-maintaining as long as we do not interfere with the system. If that was the case, then mankind would be free to play rather than spending most of our lives eking out an existence in a system that we're working against. Instead, we'll be spending most of our time supporting a system, and therefore we need to spend very little time generally supporting the system, and we'll be free to play in the system, free to enjoy the results of the system, rather than just eking out an existence. We are then free to discover far more new things than we currently have the ability to discover due to the time that is available to us. So once we recognize the intelligence in the system, we will not only understand that we need to initially support it in order to recover the environment, but more importantly, we'll understand that if we support it, it will eventually support us. It will actually give us everything we need, an abundance of everything we need, not only for survival, but also for an enjoyable life. So this is lesson four, that all living organisms have inbuilt intelligence, and we need to work with this intelligence rather than against it.